This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz, and this is a great opportunity to say hello and to share some thoughts in morning devotions. One day a father was trying to take an afternoon nap on a Sunday afternoon in his living room, and his little boy kept bugging him, saying, "Daddy, I'm bored." So his father, trying to make up a game, found a picture of a globe in the newspaper, picture of the world. So he ripped it up into about 50 pieces and said, "Son, this is a puzzle. Now, what I want you to do is put it all back together." So he lay down to finish his nap, thinking that, well, maybe another hour and a half to 2 hours he could have a sleep and his little boy would be busy. Well, about 15 minutes, the little boy woke him up. "Daddy," he said, "I've got it finished. It's all put together. You're kidding." Dad said he knew his son didn't know all the positions of the nations in the world like that. "Well, how did you do that so quickly?" "Well, Dad, there was a picture of a person on the back page of that newspaper, and when I got my person put together, the world looked fine." Now, as I think about that story, and that's an old story, been around a long time, I like it because it tells me the trouble with us so often is this, that it's the problem is that we have ourselves. When we get our act together, the world is a better place when the pieces are put together. Life makes sense. It's then that we can deal with the hurts and the bumps of life and the times when we might feel hurt and upset. It's amazing how much better the world looks when your own life is put together the right way, rather than concentrating on hang-ups and hurts and bad habits. There is a wonderful statement that I want to read in the Bible. This is from Isaiah 57, verse 18 to 19. God's word said, "I know what you are like." He said, "But I will heal you and lead you and give you comfort until those who are mourning start singing my praises. No matter where you are, I, the Lord, will heal you and give you peace." Now, that's a tremendous promise. That's Isaiah 57, 18 and 19. Have a look for yourself sometime. It's a great promise of God. There are actually five parts to recovery, if you want to put it that way. And God wants to recover all of us. He wants to make us people that are well integrated. He says, in fact, "I want to heal you. If you're confused, I want to lead you. If you've ever felt you were helpless to change anything, God says, I want to help you change that. Or if you think no one understands your problem, I want to comfort you." And God says to us, really, if you feel anxious and worried and afraid, I'm offering you my peace. That's really the tremendous statement behind those verses. So the fact of life is that for some people, and probably for many people, life is tough. We live in an imperfect world. We're hurt by other people. We hurt ourselves. That's along the way, don't we? Or we hurt other people. And the Bible has a way of putting this. It says, all have sinned. That means that none of us are perfect. We've all blown it and made mistakes somehow. We hurt other people. We need to recover and find a way through the difficulties. And that's where the Bible comes in. So, well, it's God's textbook for life. It takes a big person to say, "Oh, look, I can't manage my own life. You know, I need help." That's the best thing to say. So I admit that I'm powerless to control my tendency to do wrong things. I guess that's a good step to start off here. The Bible says that our tendency of nature is to sin. It's our biggest problem, our oldest problem, actually. We do things that are not good for us. We do them even when they're self-destructive. You know, we respond the wrong way when we're hurt. But what does it do? It just increases the pain. Yeah, sometimes we try to fix the problems we have, and when we try to fix them, they get worse. Paul said, "I don't understand what I do." This is Romans 7:15. "For what I want to do, I don't do, but what I hate, I actually do." It just sounds a little bit familiar, doesn't it, to the way we do things. We end up doing things we don't really want to. You know, money, for example, how often we might waste our money. We know that we should save our money, but we've got the habits of spending. And so this lack of self-control, we live selfishly with our money, and we end up doing things that we really shouldn't. So the problem is, on one word, control. We think we know best, that we want to control our lives. Well, Heavenly Father, help us to overcome these tendencies and these difficulties because we trust in you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.